إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Afterwards, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our exegesis and explanations for how to pronounce the words of the glorious Quran, its connotations, and the specific moral rulings behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which affects the states of its sentences, its formation, and its sequences. If you could recall, we are still on the second chapter, that is Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 196. The Almighty mentioned about the pilgrimage and the issue of Al-Umrah. وَأَتِمُّوا الْحَجَّةَ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ and accomplish the pilgrimage and also the Umrah and Umrah for the sake of God the Almighty. وَإِنْ أُحْسِرْتُمْ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. For if you are prevented from a stay ceremony and head, God is visible from the sacrificial animal. وَلَا تَهْلِقُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْحَدِيُ مَحِلَّةً. And do not shave your heads until the sacrificial animal reaches to its position. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا. For whoever amongst you that is sick, that is having illness, that is in the condition of illness, أو به أذى من رأسه I would hew an element from his head. ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك صائغا صحيح أو fasting أو charity أو a sacrifice. فإذا أمنتم then when you get accepted فإذا أمنتم so when you get accepted when you are saved فمن تمتع بالأمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الحدي whoever enjoyed by the visitation to the sanctuary to the time of the pilgrimage from a stay ceremony of Hajj. So also ever at this peaceable from the sacrifice. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامِ whoever does not have down doesn't get down فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ so for the one that does not got down فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامِ so a fasting of 3 days الصيام ثلاثة أيام for fasting of 3 days في الحج وسبعة إذا رجع وسبعة إذا رجعت in the pilgrimage during the time of the pilgrimage at the sanctuary وسبعة إذا رجعت وسبعة إذا رجعت وسبعة أن سبع إذا رجعت when you return تلك عشرة كاملة that is ten full that is ten in full ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام but that is to the one that his families were not present at the sanctuary. فاتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. And fear God and do know that God is severe in punishment. God is very severe in terms of punishment. Be aware about the punishment. In the previous session we discussed on the grammatical points of view, the matters with regards to the literature, the linguistical approach within the verse. Hence we are going to proceed further. So someone could ask about the reason behind the revelation of this verse. As I earlier stated that this particular verse is related to the previous verse or the previous verses which were revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the time of Hudaybiyah. So but this particular verse has a certain asbab nuzul, a certain reason behind its revelation, as how it was narrated by Imam Shafi'i in his Muslim Also Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. Also Ibn Abi Shayba in his Musnad. Also Imam Al-Bukhari in his Sahih. Likewise Imam Muslim in his Sahih. And also Abi Dawood al-Sajistan, Abi Dawood narrated in his Sunan. And also Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Jami, he also narrated that. Also in As-Sunan al-Kabir of Imam al-Nasa'i, also narrated the Asbab al-Nuzul, the reason behind the revelation of this particular verse. Also Ibn Abi Hatim narrated the Asbab al-Nuzul. Also Abu Nu'aym, not in Hilya, but rather in his book Ad-Dalail, he narrated the Asbab al-Nuzul. Also Ibn Abdul Barr narrated the Asbab al-Nuzul of this particular verse in his magnum of At-Tamhid, that there was a man who went to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was at Ji'rana. You know Ji'rana, about it is well acquainted with the matters of what Ahkam al-Hajj wal-Umrah and the issues with regards to the Haram. He knew Ji'rana. So Ibadat knows about history. He knows the location that is known as Ji'rana. So the man approached the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam willing to perform Umrah. But the person was wearing al-jubba, what some people call it al-kabba. In Arabic it is called al-jubba, which today we call it a suit. The person was wearing a blazer, a tuxedo. He approached the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asked the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كيف تأمرني يا رسول الله أن أصنع في أمره؟ كيف تأمرني يا رسول الله أن أصنع في عمره؟ How could you how you command me, or the messenger of God, on what to do in my sanctuary visitation? What should I do? What messenger of God? So when he forwarded that question, instantaneously the revelation of this verse took place. فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. But the revelation came after the man departed from the position of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why even in the riwayah of Abu Nu'aym and that of Ibn Abi Hatim, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks about the pausing, asks about his way about. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks, أين السائل عن الأمر؟ Where is the question about the Umrah? Where is the person that asks about the Umrah? He said to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ha anazan, I'm here. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further clarified the doubt of the person. So this is the most authentic narration, or the most authentic report regarding the Asbab al-Nuzul, the reason behind the revelation of this particular verse. But there is something that we should also review. the mod of the qira'at. There are some invariants in the mods of the qira'at, like the qira'at that is the riwayah of Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud also, and most especially in the manuscript of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. The mod of the qira'at of this particular verse differs. The riwayah of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is not وأتم الحج والأمرة لله, but rather وأقيم الحج والأمرة إلى البيت. Then the common qira'at of حفص and عاصم, the qira'at of Imam al-Kisa'i, and that of Qalun, Hafs al-Dumri, Warshab, Riwayat al-Bazzi, commonly they come with the qira'ah of Ibn Abbas, and that of Ibn Umar. But the qira'ah of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is one among the most popular qira'ah, and that was the mod found in his manuscript. وأقيم الحج والعمرة إلى البيت, and establish the pilgrimage. And the sanctuary list to the sanctuary, meaning you are to do it in that particular place only. You are not allowed to perform Hajj in any other place in the globe. Allahumma musta'an. So this is one of the lessons behind the qira'ah of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, which was reported by Sa'id ibn Mansur, also Abd ibn Humayd, also Ibn Jarir al-Tabr narrated that riwayah of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, when he cited that riwayah of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Likewise Ibn al-Munzir, also Ibn Abi Hatim, and all those channels of transmission, the isnad is going back to Abdullah ibn Umar through one of his students, Al-Qamah. You know Al-Qamah. Although there is no any riwayah from Nafi' with regards to that modification, that model, and one lesson that we should review in the verse is that God mentioned وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, and establish the pilgrimage and the umrah for the sake of God. So the Hajj and the Umrah, we join together. Yesterday we mentioned about the position of Al-Hajj and Al-Umrah grammatically. All have the same function. So this indicating that as how the pilgrimage is wajib, is obligatory, that's how the Umrah is also obligated. And this is from the most commonest opinion, the most common opinion of the righteous predecessors. Majority of the righteous predecessors They went on the saying that both Al-Hajj and Al-Umrah are obligated. And this is similar to the Exodus given by Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir bin Abdullah al-Sa'idi. When he mentioned وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, when he cited the verse, when he cited the verse, he clearly mentioned يَسْتَدِلُّ بِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, it is indicated by the statement of the Almighty, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ أَلَا أَنَوْمُ, this indicating some of the following matters. He mentioned أَحْدُهُمَا, one of the laces, وجوب الحج والعمرة وفرضيتهما, the obligation of the pilgrimage and the sanctuary visit and the mandate of both, meaning it is a mandate for you within your lifetime to perform the pilgrimage or the umrah. As he also mentioned, الثاني, the second lesson, وجوب إتمامهما بأركانهما, both are to be completed together with their feelings, together with their processions, من مناسكهما وواجباتهما and their obligations. If you want to perform Umrah, you must to complete the Umrah. That is the meaning of atimmu. No addition, no subtraction. If you begin with Hajj, you must to finish. No quitting. No exit. You don't have to exit. Don't say I quit. You must proceed. How you started, you must complete to the end. How you started, you must complete. Just finish the job. Allahumma ista'ad. So do it to my mihna, the amikanihna, a mandate. Of completion, both. Completing both together with their processions. Whatsoever that is included in the pilgrimage, and likewise in the minor pilgrimage, that is the Umrah, should be done. Normally there are basically three manasik: Ihram, At-Tawaf, and As-Sa'i bayn as-Safa wal-Marwa, with the Umrah. For the first apostle, made the Ihram, and he decided not to perform the Umrah. It cannot be such. You must accomplish as how you started. Or the person get to the second step. He performed the Tawaf, but he neglects As-Sa'i bayn as-Safa wal-Marwa. The walkout between Mount Safa and Mount Marwa. Then such person will not be considered as a person that offered Umrah or that performed Umrah, because he or she failed to accomplish the manasik, which Imam Sa'idi mentioned, التي قد دل عليهما قيل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقوله, of which the saying of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicate to that, of which the saying of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlight such. The saying of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Khudu anhu manasikakum." This is a clear hadith. Imam Malik reported this hadith. Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Musnad of Imam Ahmad, and other masanid and other books of Sunnah. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Khudu anhu manasikakum." Take from me your procession. Meaning you have to offer the devotions according to the issues of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You need to copy the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we know from the verdicts. The ibadah tawqufiyya or tawqifiyya. Devotion is standard. Any aspect of devotion is standardized. بغير زيادة ولا نقص without increment or decrement without addition or subtraction everything is standardized. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has already accomplished his mission. He clarified everything. Like the saying of Barbahar, what is left for you is just a fool. Everything is standardized. After all, ibadah. So likewise, even in terms of salawat, Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam mentioned in terms of the priya, as-salat. Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam mentioned, صلوا كما رأيتموني كما رأيتموني أصلي. صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. Pray as how you see me pray. So that's how you see the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perfecting his prayers, as how you had, as how you have the narration, as how you have the report on how the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perfects his prayers. That's how you should also offer your prayers. So likewise, in terms of processions of the major and minor pilgrimage. If Allah mention another point, this is the third lesson. And the fifth hujjatul liman qala biwujubil umrah. In that sentence, wa atimu al-hajja wal umrata lillah, there is a clear evidence. In it there is evidence to the one that proclaim the obligation of Umrah. The one that proclaim a mandate in Umrah, that Umrah is also wajib. So in that statement, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, as God did not specify, he mentioned Al-Hajj and Al-Umrah together, and he said Wa'atimu, and that particular tense Wa'atimu, and accomplish and fulfill the Hajj and the Umrah without differentiating. It's indicating that their values is the same. Saying Al-Umrah as minor pilgrimage and Al-Hajj as the major pilgrimage is just for the sake of understanding. The difference in terms of the procession, the manasik, as we earlier mentioned in the previous session, that in terms of Hajj, there are two tawaf that are included, type of ablution, tawaf al-qudum, tawaf al-ifrada, and tawaf al-wida. These are the three basic tawaf. that the person has to do or must do, then the possession of al-hajj, the pilgrimage. In terms of umrah, ihram, al-tawaf, al-sa'y, bayn al-safa wal-marwa. So, but in terms of bad, in terms of reward, they share common rewards. So much ahadith that talks on the value of umrah. One of the most popular ones, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-umrah fi ramadan ta'dil al-hajj, and that is authentic narration. Fa'min umrah, the month of Ramadan, is equivalent to the major pilgrimage in terms of reward. So that's one of the issues. There is a clear evidence that umrah is also wajib. So if you have a chance, do one of the two. Either umrah or the major pilgrimage within your lifetime. So if you perform any umrah and the hajj, or you perform both together, like in Iran, or tamattu, for example, you make the umrah, and for one, you perform the hajj. So that is the better one, and that was similar to what the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam has done, doing the umrah before the hajj. Likewise, you can do the umrah after the hajj. Like the question that was forwarded to Abdullah ibn Abbas. That which is to be performed in the initial level. Which one would you start? Umrah, then hajj, or hajj, then umrah? So he asked the question about the amount of qira'ah of that fatla verse in Surah Al-Nisa, I think verse 11. In Ba'adi, wasiyyatun yusi biha awdain. Because there was another mode of qira'ah, another mode of riwaya, which ad-day is pronounced, is recited before the wasiyya. من بعد وصية يوصي بها أو دين. أي معنى إن ده أدى مرة قراءة. من بعد وصية أو دين يوصي بها. There was such mode of قراءة. So he asked the question, how do you recite verse 11 in Surah Al-Nisa? So the person mentioned about that certain mode of qira'ah, min ba'di wasiyyatin aw daynin yusi biha. And there is another qira'ah, min ba'di daynin aw wasiyyatin yusa biha. So he explained to the person as how this qira'at came on this matter. That's how the matter of umrah is. You can either perform it before the hajj, or to perform the umrah just after committing to the hajj. And when shall you do the umrah? After committing to the hajj. Suppose you went very late, but you had the chance to accomplish your Hajj. You can begin with your Umrah just after Yawm al-Nahr. You can start your Umrah. But better if you reach to the sanctuary before the time of the Hajj, before the days of the Hajj. And that's what the Ashhur al-Hurum. Like Zil-Qa'da, Zil-Hijj, from Zil-Qa'da to Zil-Hijjah. These are the period of performing of the pilgrimage as Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done in the 60 year after Hijra. He traveled for the Hajj or for the Umrah in the month of Zil-Qa'da. And likewise in the year later, on the 7th year after Hijrah, he also traveled for the Umrah al-Qadha in the month of Zil-Qa'da or Zil-Qa'da. So this indicating that better if you go from the month of Zil-Qa'da so that you would have a chance to take a leave to rest for a while before the arrival of Ashhur al-Ula min Zil-Hijjah, the first 10 days of Zil-Hijjah. And likewise also you can, if you reach to the sanctuary, maybe in the month of Shawwal. Shawwal also is at least in terms of the month for offering the pilgrimage. Because if you want to perform tamattu, as God preferred in this particular ayah, man tamatta'a bil umrati ila al hajj, mean better if you begin with the Umrah, then you do the pilgrimage. You would get access to the, you would get chance for that if you reach to the, if you reach to the sanctuary in an early time, like in the month of Zil-Qa'da, a month prior to the days of the Medo pilgrimage. So besides that also, Imam Sa'idi mentioned about one important place behind Watum al-Hajj wal-Umrata lillah. He said Al-Rabi, the fourth lesson, يجب إتمامهما بالشروء فيهما ولو كان نفلا. That the major pilgrimage and the minor pilgrimage, يجب إتمامهما, it is mandatory, it is obligatory, it is obligatory to complete both. بالشروء فيهما, in initiating them. The more a person started the Umrah or with the Hajj, so he should make sure that he accomplished both of them. If you have the intention of doing At-Tamattu, doing Umrah and the pilgrimage, then you must accomplish that as how you intend to perform during your Ihram. And he said, وَلَوْ كَانَ نَفَلًا, even if they are of voluntary. You know, there is a voluntary Umrah and voluntary Hajj which you can offer to your relatives, or you can offer for some individuals. Then we are not able to perform the Umrah of the major pilgrimage to the deceased also. Someone that died. If a person died, where the person has the intention of doing Umrah or the pilgrimage, so you can also do the Umrah or perform the pilgrimage for that particular person. That is considered as voluntary Umrah. You can do it for your mom, for your dad, your grandparents, so that the reward will get to them. It's as if they were the ones, or they are the ones performing the Umrah. So also he mentioned one lesson also, Al-Khams, the fifth lesson. He's telling Al-Amru bi-tiqanihima wa ihsanihima. There is a command, a recommendation towards the perfection of both. You must do the major one and the minor one in a perfect way. Wa ihsanihima. And beautifying both. Must do what the two accurately. And he said, وَهَذَا قَدْرٌ زَائِلٍ عَلَى فِيلُ مَا يُلْزَمُ لَهُمَا مَا يَلْزِمُ لَهُمَا. This is an increased measure, additional measure. على فعل ما يلزم لهما. In doing what is affirmed to both the two. It is affirmed to both the two. You know what is affirmed to Al-Hajj wal-Umrah is for you to complete them the moment you start. So besides that, you must do the minor and the major one perfectly and accurately. And he mentioned the sixth lesson. As he said, وَفِيهِ الْأَمْرُ بِإِخْلَاصِهِمَا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. In that statement, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. And complete the Hajj and the Umrah for the sake of God. I complete the Hajj and the Umrah for the sake of God. He said in that there is a command towards sanctifying both the two for the sake of God. You have to offer both with sanctity. You must purify your heart. To do that for the sake of God, not to seek popularity, but to any other gain. You go for Hajj, you go for Umrah, you need to purify your intention. You not go there for your worldly matters or some other political gains, for example. It's part of the important lesson under that particular sentence, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. And the seventh lesson that he mentioned, he said, أَنَّهُ لَا يَخْرُجُ الْمُحْرَمُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَخْرُجُ الْمُحْرِمُ بِهِمَا بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْأَشْيَاءِ حَتَّى يكملهما حتى يكملهما. I think that's what he mentioned, that أنه لا يخرج المحرم, that a person that took the precommon for the pilgrimage should not exit when doing either Umrah or Hajj. بشيء من الأشياء anything from the processions حتى يكملهما أو يكملهما يكملهما أو يكلمهما حتى يكملهما until he accomplish both the two. If you begin with the procession to ensure that you accomplish all the manasik إلا بما استثناه الله تبارك وتعالى. How he mentioned إلا بما استثناه الله except that with God's specified will God mention فإن أحسرته. If you are prevented, you are blocked, you experience a blockage when willing for the pilgrimage or going for the pilgrimage, you experience a blockage. You are prevented to have an access. You have an inaccessibility to your sanctuary. So that is the exempted circumstance. Accepted circumstance. That's the exception. That's the only condition that God pledges specified. Of which Imam Sayyidi mentioned, وَهُوَ الْحَصْرُ. And that is prevention, a blockage. So he said, وَلِهَذَا قَالَ. And that's the reason why God the Almighty said, فَإِنْ أُحْسِرْتُمْ. For if you are prevented, أَيْ مُنِعْتُمْ مِنَ الْوُسُولِ إِلَى الْبَيْتِ لِتَكْمِيلِهِمَا. You are prevented. You are blocked in having the access to the sanctuary for you to accomplish both devotions. بمرض أو ضلالة أو عدول ونحو ذلك. I think he said بمرض like with due to the condition of sickness أو ضلالة or missing your path. Maybe you don't have compass, compass. You don't have compass to navigate the path. You know, due to the Sahara, the desert, during the olden days, it's not easy for the person to navigate away without using a compass or following a person that know the routes. For some time, the caravans used to miss the afar in the desert. So it is the development in the world. The situations change with the innovation of compass. And besides compass today, there is an atomic clock. You know, like Germany, they had, I think the first atomic clock that was invented is that of Germany. And currently, the government, I think the scientific community of India, they invented an atomic clock, which is, it lies in measuring time and also it helps in the atmosphere of navigation. So we are very lucky. We need to be grateful to God in this century. So much development. Our works are becoming much easier and faster than that of the area generation. For the area generation, they don't have the modes of transportation that we have today. They don't have the air mode of transportation. They don't have the aeroplane at the end. The only basic route they have is the through the land or through the sea at the end. They don't have the trains, they don't have the balloons, they don't have the parachutes. They just had either camels or horses that they utilize in a long journey. Some they travel through the canoes, the ships, the yachts. So today we have different modes of transportation. And we are hoping, maybe in the nearest future, there would be teleportation. Teleportation mode of transportation, where your entire body would be transferred within a few seconds. As we can see how the information is delivered today, you see the value of the network, the communication network, something that in the earlier centuries they may take a month or even a year in delivering an information, but as for today, within few seconds, that which took them a year or a month is delivered within seconds. Due to what? Development, due to the innovations. Developmental innovations, which are welcome. Most of this issues the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam clearly stated, mentioned in his hadith. There was one hadith of the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. He said before the last hour, before the end time, people will have a kind of developmental innovation where the shoe that a person would wear, to provide information for you of what is happening at your house or at your home. Today we have the CCTV camera, we have the gadget, the smart watches, we have the earphones, for example, you have the Siri, you have the Alexa. So these are all blessings with you, the effort made by some of the humans. Common electric bulb, that we see, that we utilize in our houses, in our daily basis. It is with you, the effort of some of the people from the past, like Thomas Edison. Will not be forgotten. Was the first person that invented, or the person that invented the electric bulb. The modes of the transportation we are having today are based on the principles and the laws, the theories derived by some of the great people in the past. The theories of motion, acceleration, displacement, speed, velocity, all these are applied in these mechanics and mechanisms, which is indicating the art, the better aspect of invention. and knowledge. Without knowledge, there will never be invention. And more surprising invention are to come, are on the way. And because currently we are within the sixth or the seventh wave of innovation. The seventh wave of innovation. Now what is booming? IoT and the AI. So this will increase the speed. This will increase the speed of margins of more innovations, more inventions. Not innovation, but rather invention. When we talk about innovation and invention in terms of science, it's different issue. When we talk about innovation in terms of theology, it's a different issue. How do we get the point? So that was the seventh lesson. When you are prevented, you don't have the access to that. They are inaccessible to the sanctuary. We need to be in a Lusuli, in a Lusuli, that Milihima, you started the major or the minor pilgrimage and you were prevented. You were not allowed to reach to your sanctuary in order to accomplish the processions, like due to sickness. Awdala is not all missing afar, missing your way. You get lost in the city, or within the sanctuary, or Adun, or an enemy. Opposition decided to prevent you of having an access, of having access to the sanctuary. ونحو ذلك من أنواع الحصر. And similar to that of other forms of prevention, blockage, الذي هو المنع, which is prevention. So that was some of the statements, elaborations, highlighted by Imam al-Sa'idi in the first volume of his Book of Tafsir, page 90, you will see such statement of Sheikh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir ibn Abdullah al-Sa'idi. So another kind of discussion we arise in this region. Regarding the procession of the Umrah or the procession of the Hajj. From when you are to begin your Ihram, to take the pilgrimage. From the differential location, the Miqat. You know, from Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has clearly organized and classified the location of taking the pre-comet. You know, we have the Miqat. Yalamla, Zat Ibiq, Zul Hulayfa, Jaufa, even the Iraq is part of the location for the Miqat, for example. So is that mandate that you must take your pre-form and your Ihram from those locations? Taken from that is Sunnah. But according to Ajimul Hajjah wal Umrah lillah, in the exegesis to that Batlava, there were other interpretations of some of the Sahaba, like Ali radiallahu anhu. He once mentioned that Ajimul Hajjah wal Umrah lillah, he said, أن تحرم من دويرة أهلها. To take the becoming for the pilgrimage to Ramadan, infrastructure of your people, meaning from your home, from your nation, from your place, you are to take the ihram. And that saying of Ali radiallahu anhu is that which was cited by Waqi ibn al-Jarrah, also Ibn Abi Shayba, also Abd ibn Humayd, also Ibn Jarir, Ibn al-Munzar also reported that saying of Ali radiallahu anhu. Also Ibn Abi Hatim, Imam al-Nahhas, also mentioned that in his Tufla book of Imam al-Nahhas al-Nasir. Also Imam al-Hakim in Mustadrak, he mentioned that statement of Ali radiallahu anhu, and he verified the authenticity of that riwayah. Likewise, Imam al-Bayhaqi in Sunan al-Kubra, he narrated that saying of Ali radiallahu anhu. And that was the opinion of Abi Hurairah also. For Abi Hurairah, it was reported that he always mentioned that إِنَّ تَمَامِ الْحَجَّةِ أَنْ تَحْرُمَ مِنْ دُوَيْرَةِ أَهْلِ أَهْلِ. And that saying of Abi Hurairah is that which was reported by Ibn Adi, Ibn Adi, and likewise Imam al-Bayhaqi in Sunan al-Kubra. So besides this doubt, as this doubt is clear, meaning you can take the fiqam and the imam from your place, from the airport, before you depart to the mamlaka, you can wear your ihram, you can take the fiqam, and even the talbiyah. And that's why in the airport, you will see the fajjah, they are making the talbiyah, they are doing the talbiyah. Because of that evidence. So, another doubt may come also. Suppose a person performs Umrah, is that sufficient for the person in his lifetime without doing the Hajj? So according to majority of the Sahaba, what they usually affirm to is that, as how the Hajj is mandated, likewise the Umrah is mandated. Like the opinion of Ali radiallahu anhu, which was reported by Abd ibn Humayd. Also Ibn Jarir reported that. So similarly, one thing that you should keep at the back of your mind is to take the opportunity. Whatsoever opportunity that comes to you, opportunity of Umrah or the opportunity of Hajj, anyone, for both are mandate. Allahumma musta'an. As you know, this time around, the ticket, the package for the Hajj and the Umrah is increasing. And you know, even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once mentioned that try as much to perform the pilgrimage before a time that would come that you will be prevented from performing the pilgrimage. You will not be allowed to do the pilgrimage due to financial burdens and other political issues. Allahu musta'an. So try as much to utilize the opportunity, any opportunity that comes to you, either Umrah or for the Hajj. Try to use that opportunity and perform the pilgrimage. Allahu musta'an. And so much recommendation towards the Umrah from the Hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much clarification with regards to the differences between the major one and the minor one, minor pilgrimage and the major pilgrimage. We don't have enough time to start with the explanations of all the sentences from this particular verse. Time is moving, and I think we are going to have a full stop here and we'll proceed further tomorrow so we can go much deeper into the tafsir of this particular verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 196. So one thing that we should understand here is that Umrah is a mandate. It's wajib, it's compulsory in your lifetime based on the means you have, like the sign of Abdullah ibn Abbas, that Umrah is wajib for wujub al-hajj من استطاع إليه سبيلا. It was narrated by عبد الرزاق in his Musnad. Also عبد بن حميد, also Imam Daruqutni. Likewise Imam al-Hakim in al-Mustadrak. Also Imam al-Bayhaqi in Sunan al-Kubra. Cited that sign of Ibn Abbas. العمرة واجبة كوجوب الحج من استطاع إليه سبيلا. And also there was another chain of transmission, another riwayah of Ibn Abbas, where he stated that Wallahi innaha laqarinataha fi kitabina. That I swear by God, Umrah is an associate to the major pilgrimage. They are together. That's how it came in the book of God, where Abdullah ibn Abbas recited وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. That was also mentioned or cited by Imam al-Bayhaqi in Sunan al-Kubra. Also Imam al-Shafi'i in his Musnad, he narrated that sayer of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Likewise Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he also narrated down that sayer of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Allahumma musta'an. And there was one important saying of Masruq. You know, Masruq is amongst the students of Abdullah ibn Abbas. So any opinion of Masruq might be the same as the opinion of his teacher Ibn Abbas, where he mentioned that أمرتم في القرآن بإقامة أربع. You were commanded in the glorious Quran by establishing four devotional acts. أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقيموا الحج والعمرة. Establish the prayer. Give out charity. And establish the major pilgrimage and the minor pilgrimage. These are the basic four devotional acts that you were asked to establish according to the saying of Masruq. that you know the sign of the Almighty, الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَنَّاهُمْ فِي الْعَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. And here the Almighty mentioned وَأَتِمُّوا الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. So, four basic acts of devotion were recommended to be established. And that saying of Masruq is that which was cited by Abd ibn Humayl, and also Ibn Abi Shayba in his Musannad, he cited that saying of Masruq. And likewise, Abd al-Razzaq in his book Al-Musannad, he mentioned that saying of Masruq. So it is indicating that as how the prayer and the zakat and the hajj is a mandate, is compulsory, likewise the umrah. Also there was one saying of Ibn Abbas where he described the umrah as imainu hajj. He said al-umratu الحجة الصغرى. He said العمرة الحجة الصغرى. عمرة is a minor حج, is a minor pilgrimage. And that was from the riwayah of Ibn Abi Shayba. Also Ibn Abi Hatim narrated that saying of Ibn Abbas. So earlier we mentioned about the modes of the qira'at. Ibn Abbas also considered Umrah similar to the position of the Hajj. So what we would take from this simple discussion is that as how the major pilgrimage Hajj is mandatory upon you, likewise the Umrah. So just utilize the advantage, take the advantage of that. Any chance that comes to you, either Umrah or Hajj, use that within your lifetime. Allah understand. It's better if you opt for the Hajj, because if you opt for the Hajj, you have the chance to perform either tamattu or qiran. Allah understand. So I think due to the time constraint, we are going to have a full stop here and we'll proceed with the tafsir in the upcoming session. Whatsoever we discuss within these few minutes, we ask God the Almighty to reward us in it. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان نبرحمة من رب